Thank you. And thank you, Jimmy, Don, Joan, and all of you guys. It's so nice to see you. What a great community. So your the poem's mention of a man's apartment for sure made me think I would read this one. Experiment in living. Not as a man, but like a man, in a one-room cabin with pegs where I'd hang 5 shirts, 2 pairs of pants, a pea coat, watch cap, boots and galoshes by the door, a dog leash, curtainless windows, and certainly no ruffled pillows piled on the bed. Work table on trestles. By accident of schooling, I already know Phillips head screwdriver, ball peen hammer, rip and crosscut saw. I'll have a power saw, too, power drill. Make a kitchen shelf for an assortment of cans, black beans and WD-40 among them. Put up a pendulum clock. Spend my money on a weather station and high octane. And like a man, I'll write a book about it. Where I went and why I went there. 7 steps to the simple life, or what I think and feel and why you should care. Oh, thank you. Okay, in that fairly light vein, this was a gift from the New York Times, which one across the crossword puzzle was Blank and Clark. And I thought Lois and Clark. Of course, they wanted Lewis and Clark, but so this is the Lois and Clark expedition. They didn't have an Indian guide. They started out from Metropolis, went west, stayed at tourist cabins. Clark drove so slowly. But somehow, while she was sleeping, they covered distance. He had an unerring sense of direction, as if road turnings were signposted. The sex was good in a vanilla way. He wouldn't play rough. She wished he'd use contact lenses or grow a beard, but he refused. Sometimes she thought, did I settle? The Rockies exhausted her. She lost hope, but they kept going. Later on, there were absences and excuses, locked cupboards. She overlooked them. They had come so far, and winter was setting in. Okay, a little bit more serious, but not too heavy. In dreams, I ride a bus. Because a bus is a house of many windows. Because it carries light through dark streets and shade through hot streets. Because it is safety between the sadness of work and the sadness of home. Because it embraces strangers' privacies, where the woman driving chats with a child-side woman beside her. A woman with pony-pied skin rubs scented oil into blue gums. The pierced girl gives me a seat because it arrives or never arrives. I'm trying to read ones that I don't always read, although I haven't been reading all that much. Oh, let's have a local one. Oh, Rick, you will get the allusions in this. On the way from St. Scholastica's church to Calvary Cemetery, I think of an astronaut. A man goes into space. His twin remains on the spinning earth. Under the high stone bridge, avenue of body shops, redemption centers, animal rescue league, attire stores come hither display. 15-foot inflated Gumby, bobs and bows. Short-armed, it crassly rhymes with the man fixed to the cross. Is this the place of the bad love, weak love, strong love of wrong, love too material or insufficient? Send me some charm to turn curdled whey to wine, call it grace. Send some animal rescue to warm the weathered man with burdens of bottles and cans, to feed the strays, to see the disappointed, the insufficient, to bring them home. The man in space swings above us, and I. Okay, another local one. My husband, a fictional character, obviously. My husband buys cheese at Pennsylvania Macaroni Company. My favorite semi-soft, split by a layer of ash, not mold. Melting indulgence, penance, melting again. At our wedding, he smashed a flash bulb in place of the traditional glass, while uncles shouted encouragements traditionally crass. Even the name Morbier smacks of death. Maybe it's Basque. The aisle that leads to the altar is lined with crash. Volcanic soils are fertile, so after eruptions, people repeople the slippery scree. Weddings were about repeopling then, the community-approved means of production. Kauai was paradise, though damaged by aniki. An old discursive cookbook says, what a friend we have in cheeses. I think we'll go together to the end. Morbier is edible, even to the rind. Okay, one more, I think. One more, okay? Okay, and this, there's no poem called City Bird, but the phrase appears in this poem. Flamenco dancer in white. Oh, and by the way, this was a response to a sculpture, which was not of a flamenco dancer, but was an abstract sculpture. And then this illustration was made as a response to my poem. So I had to hunt down the woman, Rose Gauss, who did this great picture in order to get her for this cover. Flamenco dancer in white. Oh my girl, city bird, when I see you stand above the others, head high, skirts high, I believe you're beautiful. You're ready to stamp your heels, swirl, leaving behind the gray day when you peck, 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 head down on the gray street for bread. You're not pretty, city bird. You're like me, pure as city snow. Now spine straight, neck long, for a minute you belong above the others. Stretch upward, assured, fly. City bird, dance for us who keep our heads low. Dance more furiously than falling city snow. Thank you.